President-elect Donald Trump has selected Kash Patel to lead the FBI, a move that has sparked significant media attention. The portrayal of Patel, however, varies widely depending on the political leanings of the news outlet. Left-leaning outlets have offered a more critical view of Patel. The Associated Press described him as an ally who would aid in Trump's effort to upend law enforcement. The New York Times highlighted what it describes as bravado and baggage in relation to the role. In contrast, right-wing media outlets such as the New York Post called Patel a longtime ally of Trump, tapped to lead the FBI. Fox News characterized him as someone with a history of challenging the deep state and vowed to fight America's crime epidemic and disrupt drug and human trafficking. Some outlets have provided more specific reactions to Trump's pick, showcasing differing perspectives. The Washington Examiner, which leans right, emphasized New York Republican Representative Claudia Tenney's enthusiasm for Patel, praising him as a true fighter who would restore the FBI's credibility. On the other hand, The Hill spoke with former National Security Advisor John Bolton. In the article, Bolton compared Patel to Lavrenti Beria, a feared leader of the Soviet secret police. Bolton called for the Senate to reject the nomination, saying, "Fortunately, the FBI is not the NKVD. The Senate should reject this nomination 100-0. Patel is a lawyer and former federal prosecutor. He previously served as chief of staff to the U.S. Secretary of Defense during Trump's first term. If confirmed, Patel would replace current FBI Director Christopher Wray, who has already stated he won't step down. The Senate would need to confirm Patel, and a simple majority would be required. The GOP holds a slim majority in the Senate, allowing only 3 defections for a confirmation to pass. While several high-profile Republicans have voiced support for Patel, 2 Republican senators, Mike Rounds and Chuck Grassley, have yet to commit. Both have said they need to hear more from Patel on why he's the right choice to lead the FBI.